You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
So we've got DJ Huffy here in the studio, who also used to be a host on the radio too. Do you reckon you could introduce yourself and just say a little bit about yourself, or you can just talk about the DJing if you want to avoid talking about it personally, you know?
No, that's all good. Yeah, kia ora koutou. I'm DJ Huffy. I've been living in Dunedin for about ballpark 5 years. Do a little bit of DJing here, organise a little bit of gigs, and I did start off here on Radio 1 doing my Everybody in the Place electronic show on Saturday nights, which was so awesome. So it's nice to be back in the booth.
Cool, hell yeah. What kind of stuff when you started doing Everybody in the Place? We were talking about some of the tracks, like, and you know, moving to different sounds. What kind of stuff did you start off into when you were DJing and this music, and how's that kind of changed to like stuff you do now?
Well, when I started off, I was getting really into jungle, so I was listening to a lot of like Dubliner, Omen Breaks, and kind of more old school jungle as well, Roofage Crew, stuff like that. And I still love jungle. I don't DJ it as much these days. I'm playing more kind of electro, really into kind of Detroit electro, techno, the harder hitting side of that. You know, always love a bit of acid sound.
Sick. And you've got a family affair going on this weekend, which is sort of like a Father's Day show. Is that the premise?
Pretty much. Well, me and my friend Mix Grill, both of our dads are DJs as well.
True.
So we kind of grew up with that.
I was wondering if you're just dragging them into it and you're like...
No, they're pros.
Like putting on some like Dunedin sound rock songs.
No, they're going to put us to shame, honestly. Okay, cool. Like, I'm nervous. Yeah. So that's, we kind of grew up with that. And I think for a while we've been talking about getting everybody together for a gig. My family's based in Hawke's Bay.
Oh, true,
her family's based in Christchurch, so there's a little bit of travelling involved. And then we kind of kept joking about Father's Day. It was kind of just a bit of a gag. And then we're like, hey, actually, why not? That's a good reason to get everyone together. It's us, our dads, and our siblings.
Yeah.
We're all playing.
And siblings as well, are they DJs or...?
Yeah. Whoa. I think Ava's sister's just been kind of starting out, and my brother's been going for a while, so... Yeah, it fully is like the family tree of DJing.
Oh, that's really cool. I was imagining some like pulling at some people playing some completely random music, and but then I was looking at the names and I was like, oh, these look like real-ish DJ names, you know,
as
a DJ name can be a real name. And I was like, I swear that doesn't look like a joke someone just made up.
No, definitely. My dad has been a little bastard for 30 years.
Cool.
Same with Angus of Dog, who's Mixed Girl's dad. So.
Oh, that's really sick. And how much do you reckon you, and if you can speak for Mixed Grill as well, like have like picked up from growing up around like DJ music like that? Like, does that affect, obviously it's cool to be around equipment and like know about a scene to some extent, but has it affected your taste as well? Has it affected like how you got into gigging and stuff like that?
I think like the biggest takeaway really is just the kind of relationship to music, the importance of music and electronic music specifically in the home, the importance of dancing. You know I can speak for Mixed Grill as well that, you know, both of us are kind of newcomers to DJing, not super skilled at mixing. Like, I didn't learn a lot of technical skills growing up in a DJ household. I don't think she did either. Kind of off doing our own thing until, but yeah, just the kind of breadth of music, like getting, you know, being into lots of different types of things. I think both of our dads have really diverse tastes.
Cool. Sick. I've seen you mix a little bit before, and I've seen you mix on vinyl before, but you're saying you've been doing on CDJs now, is that?
Yeah, I'm on the CDJs this time. I mean, let's be real, it is a lot cheaper I'm a student, cheaper to get to get tracks on digital, but still have a big love for vinyl, and I've got quite a lot of sort of deep house vinyl. Dad and Mixed Grill's dad will both be playing vinyl at the event, and they're proper mixers. I wouldn't really want to follow that.
I love watching some people do like live mixing on vinyl. It's crazy. It's so impressive. But then I feel like kind of like what you're talking about with the if you're into like Detroit sound and stuff, trying to get that vinyl in New Zealand is just outrageously expensive, getting some like big names from like the American scenes and stuff, you know.
Absolutely. And you know, especially when you're kind of young and moving house, and you know, you just end up with so much, you got to cart it all around. Yeah. A little bit practical sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. Is there any other like shows or events for people who are into electronic music and want to see more DJs and stuff around that have been happening or are coming up, or anything you can talk about, like the Otipoti scene and people who are trying to get into that?
I mean, the draw card is always kind of negative space. They've been around forever, never been to a bad party of theirs. Played at a few of their parties. Other stuff, I know that next weekend the Pink Opaque band are having, actually hosted by Radio 1, are having a single release, which is kind of band stuff. But at Pearl Diver, directly after, we're having an after party, and then Mixed Girl and some other people are playing at that as well.
Yeah, that's sick.
So that should be lots of fun, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it's cool seeing Pearl Diver doing more of like kind of clubby nights and stuff as well.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, Andy, who owns Pearl Diver, is such a great DJ in his own right.
For sure.
So he's got a real appreciation for the music.
Cool. And can you give us a little bit of a rundown maybe of what sort of sounds, styles, eras we're going to get on Saturday?
It'll be a pretty mixed bag, but I know that Bubby Do and Crackling Man, which is Ava's sister and her partner, are doing a back-to-back, and I think we can expect a little bit more sort of trappy, underground,
sick.
Kind of like, let's see what the kids, you know, the younger kids are into.
Oh, dope.
And then Angus of Dog does sort of like dance hall reggae, but kind of like quicker, more... A little bit kind of harder, dancey kind of side of that, which would be cool, I think. Little Bastard, probably just like some classic Detroit techno, heavier end, myself, bit of electro, Mixed Grill, sort of is just everything, techno and breaks, kind of. And DJ OB, even throwing a little bit of garage in there, I think. So something for everyone, to be honest.
Cool. Oh, that sounds awesome. I was already excited for it, but I'm even more excited for it now. That's super, super cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on and joining. It's been a pleasure to have you back at the station. Any other kind of words or things to say for, you know, students who want to get into the scene or get into electronic music or discovering music or anything like that?
I'd just say, just keep checking out, you know, the gig guides and asking around, even, you know, if you go to the pub, if you go down to Pearl Diver, ask what's coming up and just try and, make friends with people at electronic gigs you do go to, connect with some people to meet up with.
Put some effort into trying to go and say hi to somebody.
Yeah, totally. Tell someone that you like, that you love their set you like would want to link up or something, people are into that. We appreciate it. So,
dope. Cool. Thanks so much for joining us and lovely to chat.
Yeah, no problems. Thanks, B.
See you on Saturday. Let's check on some cut.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.